This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back. What I would consider another session of sanity right here in the Real Title. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? You want to be part of the solution, don't you? Or do you want to be part of the problem? Up to you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you support the show. That's a big deal, too. I really do appreciate that. Got a lot that I want to get through. A lot, you know. Right now, I hear that a judge has ruled that Michigan Secretary of State Benson directed city clerks to ignore signature-matching law on absentee ballots. This is going to keep going on and getting worse, and the left is going to do what they always do. It's really interesting how, I hit the ground running, right? Don't you love it? When the governor of Florida is a bad man. He's a bad man because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He didn't put the, the mask ruling. But he's a bad man. They're all over him. Yet nothing on Cuomo. Nothing on Newsom. They have become the party, or they have become the party, of illegal is good. Doing the wrong thing is good. I'm not calling Cuomo. I mean, Cuomo, New York Democrats are calling out Cuomo, but not the D.C. Dems. Same thing with Newsom. You know, he's doing a counterpunch, if you would, which stopped the Republican recall. The problem is he's not being honest. Over 33% of the recall petition signed were signed by independents and Democrats. That does not sound like stop the Republicans. They're just as mad at him. Apparently he wasn't watching TV. Barely none of them are watching TV. When even the mainstream media can't hide the fact that store owners teach others. They were all mad at him. They were all taking shots at him, if you would. Doesn't that sound like stop the Republicans? You know what I'm saying? After countless irregularities in 2020 election, the questions that arose through the handling of ballots, counting ballots, absentee ballots, finally a Michigan judge has ruled that Michigan Secretary of State did in fact break the law. Did in fact instruct staff to break the law. Can you imagine? I mean, Trump even looked like he was, butting up against possibly breaking the law. You can only imagine what would have gone down. Now, the ruling appears to be too little too late, obviously. It's not going to have any effect on this mismanaged 2020 election. This stolen election shows you how easy it is to pull off. And they've got this smug look on their faces, if you can see the picture, like, yeah, whatever, got away with it, too bad, you lose. And you guys on the left that are okay with this, people that were friends of mine, just unfriend me. I am not interested in having you as a friend. If you're okay with lawlessness to get what you want, I'm not good. I'm not okay with you. 2019 lawsuit filed in Michigan by Mark Elias, of the infamous Democrats law firm Perkins Cole on behalf of the Progressive Group. It's just that the signature verification was somehow illegal to begin with because it disenfranchised voters. How is it the left feels that having to get an ID disenfranchised voters, having to sign your ballot properly disenfranchises voters? I mean, these guys don't want any check anyway, anyhow. They're just dishonest people. According to a new ruling in a separate case in Michigan, Democrat Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson agreed with that mindset. As you saw that was happening, right? Now, State Court of Claims Judge Christopher Murray ruled invalid Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's guidance in early October that instructed them to presume the accuracy of absentee ballot signatures. Now, Benson didn't go through the proper rulemaking process. That's why it's illegal. She should have gone through the process, instructed the clerks properly, and then had some kind of emergency, whether it's a meeting, get the legislature together. They don't get to make the laws, and the judge agreed with that. Now, they've gone on to say that the clerks do not have to apply to that ruling going into the future. In other words, they have to do it right way. They have to do it the legal way. The judge went on to say, the presumption is found nowhere in state law. The mandatory presumption goes beyond the realm of mere advice and direction, and instead is a substantive directive that adds to the pertinent signature matching standards. In other words, you didn't have a right to do this. There's nowhere in the law that gives you that option. The Michigan Republican Party, one of the plaintiffs in the suit, they celebrated the decision, but again, too late. This is why I've been telling you guys. We needed to have attorneys on the ground in all of these states, and not one or two, a half a dozen of them. A dozen of them in every state, ready to pounce on this in the courts to prove it was wrong. And now you're fighting about all these irregularities that are coming to the surface, making it into the courthouses, and we're winning. And it was clear from the beginning that the Secretary of State violated the law. Where was the GOP? Where were they fighting this? Brad Dinkins joins me. Be up right after the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief. relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Back. You're listening to Real Time GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us, and, you know, get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website. A lot going on up there. Let me bring my buddy on because we get so much information from him, and it seems like we're running out of time so quick. Brad Dacus joins me with, well, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always appreciative of your time with me.
Always a pleasure to be on the program. Thank you.
Yeah, and, you know, there's just so much to talk about, so much going on right now. And, when you look at what's happening across the country, you know, with the legal systems, what they're trying to push through, I don't know if you caught this, but earlier today, a judge ruled in Michigan, of all places, that the Secretary of State broke the law when she basically told the clerks to ignore the signature matching. All right?
I mean, yeah.
Just amazing. And this is why I said the GOP, the Republicans should have had a gazillion lawyers out there, every place you could look, to make sure that we had all this covered. And this would have, they would have been able to make a motion or submitted something right then and there the day after the election to make this happen, to slow this down, right? Something could have been worked out the day after the election,
yeah.
Could it not?
No, you're right. But make no mistake, we're going to continue to see this drip of more and more evidence of fraud and corruption as these lawsuits continue. But I'm pleased that that there's, you know, there's some integrity there. They're calling it out for what it was, and I'm hoping that other other courts and dealing with other states will do the same. But it was clearly fraudulent, and I'm glad to see that the judge made that determination. That's good. It's a good step forward.
Well, yeah, it shows you at least they're looking. They're willing to make a change. They're willing to do something. You know, I'm sitting here most of the time scratching my head going, how did you let that go by? For real, you know, how did you let that happen? And it's consistent. It's just really just consistent. Now, hopefully, more to your point, more and more of these states will be coming forward. More and more of these suits will be coming forward. And maybe we'll be able to make a change for next time. Maybe we really will. All right. We... recently, now you and I were talking during the break, and recently we had ethnocentric curriculum pushed down on us in California, and my listeners know that I'm part of a school board, not probably the only one, but one of many that made a stake and said, wait a minute, this is not equality, this is not for everybody, this seems to cater to one group, and God forbid if anybody opens their mouth, they're going to get in trouble. Well, I don't really care. I got you hanging out, so I don't care if I get in trouble. But we're looking at this ethnic curriculum that they're pushing down really is more about deconstructing whiteness, in my mind, than much of anything else. What do you say?
Well, yeah, and the co-chairman who put this together, the term that she used, and I didn't make this up, this is her terminology, and this is counter-genocide. Counter-genocide. That's what she wants. She wants to elevate religions of you know, Native Americans to exalt them, to elevate them, and not just theoretically, in terms of practice. I mean, we're talking about them as a part of the curriculum, calling upon the Aztec gods, and chanting to them and asking them for power to stand up to social justice, to give them power.
Yeah.
On its face, it's unconstitutional. And yet the Aztecs, people need to remember, this was a very barbaric group. They sacrificed babies. They were cannibals. And of course, you know, they're trying to teach us that there is no right and wrong, and what country, culture is better than another culture. We can't judge. Well, no, we can judge because we do. We have to make those determinations. We decide what kind of society we want to have and want to be. Well, they're pushing this garbage. It's going all the way down to the kindergarten level. This is very, very dangerous. And I'll tell you something, Joe. I think for the first time, I have to say that this is now the time for parents, if they're in California, and this becomes enacted, and I think it will, by the Department of Education. I think they're going to adopt it. If this happens, every parent needs to pull their children from government schools in California, and they need to be sensitive to other states that may be adopting this same hideous, hate-filled, very psychologically damaging and destructive policy and curriculum.
Yeah, but you say that, but here's the thing. I mean, seriously, how many of these, I'm going to just say it, how many of these parents are even awake enough to really understand what's going on with their kids? How many of them are really engaged in school and school issues? I know that as a school board member, I don't mean like I love that they call me, but I love when parents call me now and they'll say, do you know that this was going on? Did you see what they're teaching our kids? And I can't, you know me, I got a big mouth. I'm sitting there going, yeah, I've been telling you about this for almost 10 years now. And everybody's worried about who's going to think what about your child? But look at what they're doing to your child. It just isn't right.
Right. It's now inhumane. It's dangerous. I would consider it almost abuse and neglect to have a child, a young child, be demeaned and be given a guilt complex either because of his race or because of his faith. Hate is the foundation of this. And it's, you know, racism, racial hate is bad anyway, either direction. And unfortunately, this is coming from the other direction, and we need to call it out for what it is and to protect our children, as many as we can.
But you know, they're going to tell you that they're simply giving your child a well-rounded education, letting he or she or they or them get exposed to all kinds of religious beliefs, all kinds of cultural differences or what have you. That's exactly what they're going to be saying. What I really find interesting, though, with all of this, is here I can teach you about the religion of the Aztecs. I can teach you about the Islamic religion. I can teach you about the pillars from Islam. But God forbid, you know where I'm going with this, God forbid that you put up the Ten Commandments in the classroom on the wall, even in literature, you'll drive these people out of their cotton picking minds, won't you?
Oh, yeah. And this is an anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-Orthodox Jewish philosophy. It's a dogma. And the thing is, it's something that's not on television. This is the curriculum that the California Department of Education is about to adopt. And it's going to affect every single child in a government school in California. And I just salute you, Joe, for having the boldness to really be a true parental advocate. And we've got to get this information out.
I appreciate that. And you and I have talked about this before. We've got to find a way to get more conservative / Christian trustees to step up, to open their mouths and push back to protect these children. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542. And to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are actively selling the new stimulus bill.
America is turning the corner. And I think the attitude of Americans is turning the corner as well. People now see a brighter future for this country and their regions.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer opening the Senate saying the nearly $2 trillion package will give small businesses and workers a huge boost.
The bill being touted also as a COVID-19 relief bill, but less than 10% of the money going to the bill is actually towards COVID relief. More than one out of four adult Americans have gotten at least one COVID-19 shot. The CDC says that means nearly 71 million Americans have some protection against the coronavirus. The Federal Health Agency also says close to 1 in 10 Americans are now fully vaccinated. That announcement comes as half the states roll back pandemic restrictions. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
This is the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get real information, though. Don't spew that garbage that they're trying to get you to swallow, right? I mean, seriously, get really involved, really engaged, and really understand what's going on around you. That's why I bring on people like Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, again, as usual, you know, before we get rolling here and we forget all about it, tell people what PGAI is all about and how they can help you.
You bet. PGAI is a nonprofit, 501c3 legal defense organization. We defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. And what makes us unique is we do it all without charge, and we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We're unique in that we make sure that everyone gets help, Joe. And then also we have more offices, a big footprint across the country, coast to coast, bigger, more footprint than any other organization as far as with attorneys working on staff. And so we're here to serve anyone where the American flag is flying to defend their rights and liberties, all without charge. And if they want information, they can get it at our website. And they can get our legal newsletter, which is right now we have like over 50 cases in active litigation. They can get that at pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, the and some of the stuff that we're looking at, people doing, this is kind of off the legal topic, if you would, but I did this story the other day that I thought you might appreciate it. Apparently, this is why you should not spend big bucks sending your kids to colleges, universities here in America. A Pennsylvania professor is claiming that Jesus was non-binary. He was neither male nor female. And that's coming out of Swarthmore College, a religious professor. I mean, I'd be suing to get my money back at this point in time. But this is what happens when you send your kids to these facilities of higher learning or higher education, and they're all run, you know, by people that are godless, soulless people for all that matters. And he said that we should be looking at Jesus, we should be looking at these religious issues through queer eyes, if you would. Or the indigenous shaman type of thing, or more of a looking at things from an African messiah kind of viewpoint. How about we just look at Jesus like he's Jesus? What do you think?
Yeah, we have four gospels. We also have lots of prophecy in the Old Testament, and then we have eyewitness books in the New Testament of multiple authors. It's really clear who Jesus was. But the bottom line, though, is that these liberals, you know, the radical left, should I say, you know, they want to change Jesus to further their agenda. It's not about truth. It's all about persuasion and indoctrination. And we're going to see this more and more at a university level. In fact, a study was out which shows university professors are more to the left than they have ever been in U.S. history, ever. And so this is parents when they put their kids in a university, even one that seemingly has a cross in front of it, they need to be very careful because even most of those are very, very compromising colleges and universities. You know, California, we've got some great ones. You have, you know, Masters University, Biola, Cal Baptist University. But there are so many other schools that purport to be, you know, a conservative or, you know, a faith and are actually pushing a very radical agenda.
We've had people fired from colleges for, I mean, Christian colleges, for simply putting up scripture that says, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman. And that you would think of all places that a Christian school, a Christian college is a place. You could post that without fear of reprisal. But I don't know. Have they become so worldly, or have they been so filled with fear? Would be, you know, my question. But anyway, let's talk about this bill that's coming down, AG 655 out of California, that may stop a Christian or Jewish cop from going to mass, going to church or synagogue, right? Or do I have it wrong?
Yeah, this is so ugly. I believe it's AB 655. If I'm not mistaken, but it is a very hideous purging. They should probably call it the anti-Christian purging bill. You know, trying to purge law enforcement officers who have traditional faiths and beliefs. And here's what they do: this will say that that if a police officer is in any way a part of a hate group, and we first say, well, hate, okay, that's, you know, who wants to have a police officer part of the Ku Klux Klan, right? Or Black Panthers. Well, no. It's a hate group, and they defined hate group to include institutions that do not accept same-sex marriage. Well, every Bible-believing church, Catholic, Protestant, even an Orthodox Jewish temple, synagogue, they don't acknowledge that because it goes totally against their religious beliefs. And if a police officer is caught attending such a church, that is a Christian professor or a police officer, then they're going to be fired and exposed. And it is very nasty. And I'll tell you something, Jill. They're not going to stop with police officers. They'll be expanding this to firemen. They'll be expanding this to public school teachers, doctors, lawyers. They're going to expand the purging so that we were like a sort of like a Muslim country, like, you know, where people of alternative faiths are just sort of treated like second class citizens and not given the jobs or promotions, or like in communist China, where people of faith are discriminated against. This is really, really nasty, and I think we're going to see a lot of police officers, if this passes, saying, okay, enough is enough. I don't want to deny my faith. I want to continue to attend church. I'm going to go to another state. Bye-bye, California. And that's going to be really bad because people of faith who are in law enforcement are often ones who believe in that everyone has equal value in the eyes of God. That's what Christianity teaches. That's what Judaism teaches. So this is going to be very counterproductive to the goals of a society that is respectful of each other.
This is just flooring me to no end because, again, you're right. It's a total. It's exactly what the Democrats want. What the left wants is they want you to worship them. They want you to see the party as as at the top of the rung, if you would. And even more than that, they want you to see the government that they run as your sufficiency, as your God, as the one that will take care of you and provide all your needs. If you have a God in the way, if you have something or an entity that you believe in more than them, it really causes a problem with their ideology, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does. And their ideology is to silence and vilify and destroy anyone and any institution that doesn't go along with their radical leftism agenda. And it's going to be very destructive. It's very hate-filled. But yet that's the language they try to use to justify it. But the hate in this bill is is in the proponents. They're the ones that, that hate and want to purge people of faith from public office, public service, and who knows what other jobs. But they're starting with the police officers. And, you know, I like police officers. They go to church or a synagogue. I like them to believe in a right and a wrong. I like them to believe in the value of all human beings. And, you know, as far as human dignity and God-given under natural law. You know, my concern comes if the police officers don't have that worldview. That's what opens up for tyranny. And that's going to be very, very destructive. And unfortunately, I think it's going to become law in California. And we at PJI are already looking at strategically how we're going to deal with it.
You know, when you think about this, a lot of these laws fly in the face of the Constitution. How do you get them? Can you be preemptive? And when I say that, I mean, do I have to wait for a cop to get fired? Do I have to wait for somebody to actually be acted upon? Or can I wait for the law to be passed, challenge it, and get it to the Supreme Court?
That's a good question. And it depends on how upfront on the face of it, it violates the Constitution. Generally speaking, if there's any wiggle room at all that it might not be applied in an unconstitutional way, then the court will often, you know, punt it until there's an actual case and someone who's actually fired or forced to compromise. So there's, you know, on its face and it's also as applied, that's something that we're going to be looking at in terms of our strategy. But sometimes we've gone in and challenged things on its face. We don't have to wait for someone to get fired. Other times, looking at the language, it's stronger to do, you know, to wait for it to as applied and wait for someone to actually be impacted. But we're going to be looking, if there's any law enforcement officers out there who would like us to potentially represent them, I encourage them to contact Pacific Justice Institute at our website, pji.org, and that's a police officer, law enforcement in the state of California.
Wow, yeah, and there's no shame in asking for help. It's really that simple. Anyway, Joe Bassini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. And you are listening to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute joins me, as he does every week. Always love his time with us because we get to have, like I tell you, I don't have a clue. And some of those other guys talking to you on the radio, they don't have a clue either. We're just commentators. We have a little bit more time to pull people together. And we bring on, or I bring on, the people that have a clue. So you don't get in trouble. You can do things to make sure you're doing it by the law, but still sticking with it. You know, and Brad, thank you for being with me. I don't tell the story that often, but the story about the, what is it, Bring Your Bible to School Day, right? Before I did that, I called you, and I said, look, this is a national movement. I've got a trustee meeting tonight. I want to bring my Bible to the trustee meeting, and I want to admonish our kids to, you know, not be afraid and bring their Bible as well. And, you know, you got me with one of your guys. We talked about it, and I was able to do it in such a fashion where they couldn't say anything to me because I'm quoting founding fathers. Okay? What are you going to do to me?
Right.
Great. Knowing that, but see, I had the information. You gave me the information to step out on. I knew what I could and couldn't do, and which is really sad because, you know, we've had people in government in our early days that actually put out a call to Christ right from their seats in government, and nobody said a word ever. And all of a sudden now, if you mention the name Christ, they're writing you up for something, some kind of hate crime, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's the attitude and philosophy that we see. It is a war against yes. people with traditional faith, and it's growing. It's becoming institutionalized in our schools, in our laws, as we've talked about already on this program. I'll have to tell you, Joe, I don't think I've ever seen a more darkening, more threatening time for our future of it with regards to our children and our religious freedom than what I see right now. The shining light at the end is we have a Supreme Court with, you know, five level heads that I think at the end of the day will step up. But we have to step up to bring this lawsuits, and people have to step up to allow us to represent them. And that's what we're hoping to accomplish moving forward.
Yeah, but to your point a minute ago, people have to step up. You know, it goes back to the misinformation that's out there that a lot of people have, whether it's legal or constitutional. They believe that they know what their constitutional rights are because they heard something somewhere on the radio one day, and they don't really dive in on their own. For those of you who really, really want to know, head over to PatriotAcademy.com. PatriotAcademy.com. They've got a constitutional class there. It's worth taking with family and friends, and you'll know what your rights are. A lot of you are acting on what you perceive to be your right. You know, Brad, just something stupid from a legal standpoint. I've had people tell me, well, you know, you can speed somewhere between 5 and 8 miles an hour because the law, you know, requires that your speedometer might be off. And I go, your brain is off. You're required to make sure your car's working right. So a 5 mile difference, there's nothing in the law that says they have to let you go if you're 5 miles over the speed limit. It's misinformation that people get. That's what gets them in trouble. And to your second point, we need people that do have the spine, I'll keep it clean, that will step out there on their belief system and without, you know, stepping over the mark, like with the Bring Your Bible to School Day, you know, stick up for the rights of these kids. And I don't know how to do that. I mean, I know how to do it myself, but I don't know how to get some of these trustees to stand up, stick up, and make sure that they fight for the rights of the kids.
Yeah, and we at Pacific Justice Institute have worked with trustees in the past to provide them input on, policies, ordinances that they're interested in passing. We actually have a whole list of model policies and ordinances in one of the chapters of the book that we have available for free on our website called Reclaim Your School. And, it doesn't make any false promises that, you know, if you adopt all that stuff, school's going to change. We're beyond that. But it does give parents understanding of where their rights are. And we have other material empowering parents with regard to their rights as well. The people, they need to know what their rights are and also know that we are here at Pacific Justice to represent them without charge all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary.
Yeah, again, to your point, some of my boldness comes from knowing that you're there for me, that you've got the information you need. I've heard that you've fought some of these cases before. So it allows me to be a little more, I won't say out there, but a little more forward with what I want to put out there, because I know I've got somebody to help me out. As many know, the thing that I just went through with Katie Hill, I mean, you're looking at a very expensive proposition to legally defend yourself if something happens. And the only way we're going to take back these schools, the only way we're going to get back our kids, because education is the platform for this, is to have people like me on school board and more that will open their mouths, that will fight for these kids and really fight for them to be educated properly and not get misinformation on God and sexual orientation, all that other stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. And they need to have depth of conviction, and they also need to have a spine that allows them not to be pleasers of men, but following their conscience of what they know is right and wrong. And we've seen that, unfortunately, and too many times in too many school boards where people get elected and they think, okay, great, we've got a great person here who sees reasonably about parental rights, religious freedom. And then when push comes to shove, they capitulate. And so people need to hold their school board members accountable. They need to attend the school board meetings, and they need to take out those that are not, they don't have the spine or the courage to really be in their, that job in the first place. And fortunately, you do have that spine and courage, and I'm very grateful for that.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know any better. That's really what it brought. My dad did a great job. I just don't know any better. You know, this is the right thing to go do it kind of thing. All right. You work with churches a lot at PJI, and I know that for the years that I've known you, you've been trying to make inroads into the churches, trying to get them more involved and understanding what they need to do to strengthen their churches and strengthen their parishioners for all intents and purposes. I would imagine in the last year you have seen a surge in churches reaching out and or looking for information. They're finally starting to engage, if you would. Am I incorrect here?
No, you're correct. In fact, we have these Zoom calls, you know, every other Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, where we empower and enable pastors, church leaders, and others all across the country to know, here's the latest on the law, here's what your rights are. And then we print materials like, you know, how can you open your church early even if the governor says you can't, or your business early even if the governor says you can't. These are, and same with private schools. So we love to empower, and we have the information, and it's all without charge. But, you know, people just put their head in the sand and say, well, this won't happen again. This will all go away. that is so dangerous, because we need to make sure we correct this huge error once and for all. And we've got to litigate this as we are right now. We have a big Ninth Circuit case. We already had a big Supreme Court win on the temporary injunction, and we're going to try to expand that with our Ninth Circuit case. Moving forward.
Yeah, it was funny. I was perusing some of the churches over the weekend online to see what they were doing and how they were doing. Some of the churches still have the option, if you want to be outside, they have outside provisions for you. But the thing I thought was really cool was that looking at the churches, many, many, many of them, the people are back inside. And they're back inside maybe one seat away from each other. I don't know. I'm not going to tell on anybody. But the bottom line with it is, you know what? They're back in there. They're hearing the word. They're getting strengthened. They're seeing friends of old. And I think that's a big deal. And I think, I frankly think that under everything, that's exactly what the Dems are afraid of, people getting strong with each other again.
Yeah, and in fact, just today I talked to a pastor of a church in a Midwest, very conservative state, and he told me that they're being under scrutiny with the government because, you know, they had their shutdown. The government ordered them to be shut down. And they're being told that, well, since your church has not been used in a year, you're no longer under the property tax exemption. We need to rezone this and reappraise it for higher taxes, which is outrageous. And I told the pastor, I said, we'll represent you. This is bureaucratic tyranny. And folks, and if it can happen, I'd say if it can happen in the Midwest, where this state is, I think, one of the most conservative states in the country.
Oh, yeah.
It can happen. We can see this attempted anywhere. The good news is that this church did have some function, so factually they're going to win. But principally, just the very fact that bureaucrats are trying to do this to punish churches financially in major ways for allegedly being compliant is just totally unethical. And we're going to be moving in on this, I think, in other cities across in places across.
That's hilarious. So the government comes and says you'll have to shut down, and then a year later they come and say, well, because we were shut down for a year, we're going to rezone you and charge you more money. It's like, my God, if I was a judge, I'd be slamming my head against the table, looking at the prosecutor for the city, going, "Are you for real? I mean, do you really have a law license or what?" You know.
Yeah.
So quickly tell people again how they get a hold of you, how they find out about your services, and frankly, you may not need his services now. You may never need his services, but other people that you support, other issues that you support, and topics they are fighting for. They're fighting for your freedom, and this is where I've always said you gotta help these groups out. Tell them where they get to help you.
Yes. Oh, just go to pji.org. pji.org.
All right. Always great, Brad. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up. Jennifer Van Law from Red State joins me in the next hour. We're going to talk about some crazy stuff going on you need to know about. We'll be back in a little bit.